Welcome to the Erickman Taxes Show. It is Thursday. We're in the midst of an utterly unprecedented moment in American history. When you say something like that and you mean it entirely seriously, you understand that you could talk for days trying to unravel it. We thought we'd cut to the chase and bring in our friend, the wonderful Sebastian Gorka, part of the Salem Radio faculty. Sebastian, thrilled to have you. Thanks for being with us.
It's been far too long, Eric, but I'm excited to be back. And before we begin, I just want to say something that's connected to, I think, the last time we met personally, which was at the last day of the RNC convention at the White House. And I want to shock all of your listeners. Eric Metaxas is a manly man. Know what I mean? Good on you, Eric.
I hope not too many of them are shocked, Sebastian. I think that when you're as big and manly as you are, you know, you look at somebody like me and you'll have your questions. I'd like to think your average person would not have those questions. But if I look like a manly man to you at any point, let me just say, praise the Lord. Thank you.
You don't look like one, Eric. You proved yourself to be one. That's all I'm saying.
I of course, I have no idea what you're referring to, as my lawyers have told me to say.
My lips are sealed. Just go to DuckDuckGo and look it up.
Oh, please don't. All right. Now, listen, first of all, before we leap into the substance here, I want to make sure with my engineer, is Sebastian's audio coming in clear? Because he's got important things to say. Just want to make sure we don't miss anything.
Very clear.
Very clear. Sebastian, my friend, my brother, my fellow patriot, we are going through some strange things. Today is Thursday, the 9th, the 10th?
10th.
Tell us, where do you think we are? What is happening in this nation?
So, we have witnessed, we are in the midst of a legal, political, and moral battle to stop the largest scale election fraud in American history, and maybe in the history of you know, modern politics. The fact is, we've seen the evidence. If it's suitcases of ballots being secretly pulled out from under a table in Georgia after the GOP poll watchers were escorted out of the building, whether it's the now hundreds of affidavits from even Democrat poll workers who witnessed felony election fraud or were involved in it, two truck drivers, contractors for the U.S. Postal Service who have lost their jobs because they went on the record to say they were ordered to ship across state lines, which is another felony, hundreds of thousands of pristine mail-in ballots that with nary a fold on them so they could be counted after the counts were quote-unquote closed in those four battleground states where the president was winning. We can go on and on and on. We know it was stolen. The media is gaslighting America. First they said there was no election fraud. Then they say there was no systemic election fraud. And now 5 weeks later they're saying, well, it's not enough to overturn the elections. You don't even need the empirical evidence, Eric. It is plain for anyone who has a pulse and has an IQ that's in triple digits. There is no way on God's green earth that a decrepit, cognitively challenged man like Joe Biden, who has been a machine politician for 47 years, got more votes than the first black American president. It is absolutely clear this election was stolen. The president is fighting Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, Joe DiGenova, a handful of people, Victoria Tansing are fighting. But the question, like everything else, Eric, you know this, you've written the books, whether it's Bonhoeffer, whether it's the stories of great, great men or great women. This problem boils down to one thing and one thing alone, courage. And the president said it so succinctly 2 days ago at that vaccine summit in the White House. He said, there's only one real issue here. Will a few judges, will some of Supreme Court associate justices and given state legislatures have the spine to do the right thing? It's down to the wire, and we will soon find out, my friend.
I just have so much I want to ask you. First of all, I just read this morning that a Senate committee is going to be looking into election fraud. Did you see that?
Yeah, I've heard the news. I haven't verified it, but it's irrelevant. I mean, in the last 4 years, what has the Senate done in the interest of truth, in the interest of veracity? This man, Donald Trump, who didn't want to be president, isn't a politician, was pilloried, was smeared, was libeled for 4 years. He was called a Russian asset while they were actually Chinese assets in bed with people like Eric Swalwell. And what did the Senate do? Was there one subpoena from the vaunted Lindsey Graham? Of course there wasn't. These are all members of the swamp, with the rare exception. They're all people who are guests on my show, America First, or on your show. You know who they are. It's Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Marshall Blackburn, Louis Gohmert, Lee Zeldin. By the time you hit double figures, that's it. I didn't come up with it. I think Bannon popularized it. We here in D.C., we have a uni party. It is not GOP vice Democrats. It is one giant amorphous blob. And that's why they have to take Donald Trump down, whether it's trying to impeach him last year or whether it's trying to steal this election, because he is not owned by any of them. And he is a mortal threat to the establishment here in the swamp.
It's funny because for years, people have said that to me, that there's one party, there's no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. And I would blanch at that. I would say that's so cynical. And look, to some extent it is. In other words, I think that you can have people that are not ideal. They're not Donald Trump in terms of heroism or getting things done, but they're neither are they Hillary Clinton. At the same time, if anything has been shown to the American people since the election of Trump, is that, yes, there's this thing called the swamp, and that most Republicans are more in bed with the swamp than not. Let's put it that way. They may not be Eric Swalwell. They may not be Joe Biden, but neither are they patriots. And that is horrifying. And so we're at this moment, we've arrived at this moment, and you know this, because of Trump. Because Trump is such a fighter that he's not been willing to play patty cake with the devil and with those nefarious forces in the U.S. He said, I'm going to take them on. And you know, it's funny, Sebastian, you almost have to wonder why. Who would dream that Trump would be elected and that he would come into the White House and he would be the one to do this? I mean, it's just extraordinary. But it's because of that the dark forces have come out. They could be in hiding under other GOP presidencies and other GOP candidacies. But this time they've been forced to come out. We see them, we see who their friends and allies are. So, the question is, we're gonna have to go to a break. I think is my staff telling me that we're going to a break. We're gonna go to a break in just a moment. Folks, we're gonna be back. I have the joy of speaking with my Salem faculty colleague, as he puts it, Sebastian Gorka. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Please go to my website, ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for our newsletter since we're being shut down everywhere else, and we'll be right back. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Sebastian Gorka. And when I'm talking to Sebastian Gorka, I'm inclined to speak less, which I know most people think is a good thing. Sebastian, I got to ask you again, where do you think we are now? What do you think is going to happen? I'm going to be in D.C. this Saturday. There is a Jericho March, Stop the Steal. There's tons of people converging for prayer and all kinds of things. A lot of us feel, and I know you do too, that at the heart, this is a spiritual battle. This is good and evil. When you're dealing with Marxism, when you're dealing with Chinese communism and people in this government who are willing to work with the Chinese communists to not only to deprive the Chinese of freedom, but to deprive Americans of freedom. You understand it's the spiritual battle. There's nothing more wicked than the forces of atheist Marxism around the world. What do you think is going to happen in the next week? So what are some of the possibilities? And first, real question, what do you make of the Sidney Powell Dominion stuff? What do you think can happen with that? Anything?
Well, first things first, you're absolutely right about the context. There's a reason I called my latest book The War for America's Soul, because this is a spiritual battle and it is a war. Look at who this man is. And it's not an accident that a handful of good guys in the intelligence community dubbed the 45th president Cyrus soon after he came into office. There's a reason. Look at the key metrics. We have the most pro-life president in modern history, in Donald Trump.
Hilarious. It's just hilarious that he is the most pro-life president.
I mean, I love Ronald Reagan, but Donald Trump is light years more pro-life than the Gipper ever was. We have a man who, for the first time after the 8 years of Obama, was prepared to use the word evil, to describe things like ISIS, the organization that beheads Christians and apostates and then videos that beheading, a word that wasn't allowed to be used when the Obama administration was in control. I can tell you that because I was in the Defense Department when Obama said, oh no, ISIS, it's about poverty and disenfranchised brown people in the Middle East. No, it's about evil, irrespective of skin color. So it is a war against the forces of darkness. What's going to happen? It's up to us. It's up to us. He's done enough in the last 4 years, has he not? He's been pilloried. He's been lambasted. His 10-year-old son was attacked. His wife was criticized. Everybody who worked for him, me included, was called a Nazi, a white supremacist. I think he's done enough. Now it's up to us. And every single one of your viewers has to stand up and be counted. You have to step into the arena. You have to put pressure on your local executives, on the governors, on the state houses, because the U.S. Constitution is clear. It's not the people who elect the president, it's the Electoral College. And the rules for how the election is done is in the hands of each state house. It's not federally controlled. And the state houses must not verify a clearly fraudulent election. And I don't care where you live, if it's a battleground state or not, you must call, you must write, you must email every single state representative and say, if they dare to endorse, to verify a clearly fraudulent election, they will never, ever be reelected into office. And if they fail to endorse it, which is great, then there's no 270 mandate for Biden or the president. It goes to what is called a contingent election as per the Constitution. And the House of Representatives elects the new president, not on members, but on a one vote per state party line. And right now, the GOP on that measure outnumbers the Democrats, and the president will be reelected. And we've done it before. Thomas Jefferson was elected by the House of Representatives. If it's good enough for Jefferson, I think it's good enough for my boss, Donald Trump. With regards to Sidney Powell, look, Sidney Powell is a warrior princess. What she did for Mike Flynn, a man who was truly crucified politically, who was politically persecuted for 3 years, she's going to go to heaven for that, as far as I'm concerned. You know, if what the New Testament tells us, she has earned her place in eternal salvation. But when it comes to dominion and everything else, I have a very, very specific attitude. We don't need to go there. Maybe Chavez created it. Maybe the votes truly were counted in nefarious data centers in Spain or Germany. I don't really care, because you don't have the time or the bandwidth to prove that international aspect. And we have enough evidence. We have hundreds of thousands of ballots being counted illegally. We have 40,000 duplicate ballots being counted in Arizona alone. So stay, you know, Occam's razor is superb. Stick with the simple stuff first, and we have more than enough evidence. The abstruse outre theories, we can get to that after the president is sworn back into office. But God bless her for what she is doing and has done for Mike Flynn.
We know she's going to heaven because she believes in what Jesus did on the cross. But her mansion in heaven, her mansion is going to be so big. But we're not going to be able to be covetous of it somehow in heaven. But it's going to be huge. I got to tell you, I do, obviously, I think you're right. I think that we don't need to go there to have this president clearly elected. But when he is reelected or proved to have been reelected, I think we will have to go there, because this is part of the swamp. In other words, this is where Joe Biden and China and the forces of global communism come into the mix. I mean, the idea that Americans wouldn't think that the tremendously evil Chinese communists would do anything, absolutely anything, to try to destroy our power here in America, because we are the threat to their power, and on and on and on. So obviously, I hope that Sydney prevails in that. But to get to what you were just saying.
Let me be clear. So don't misunderstand me. The idea that a Canadian company is contracted to count the votes in America and to count them outside the territorial expanse of this nation, I'm sorry, that's just absurd. We are the only nation on God's green earth that put men on the moon 6 times, and we can't count ballots here in America. Oh, and by the way, a Canadian company that the Canadian government refuses to use to count ballots in the Canadian election. So number one, it's an outrage that any company that isn't American was involved in. Any company should be involved. It should be run by local governments. Secondly, let me be clear with regards to the bigger picture of what's going on right now. The scales fell from my eyes when I entered the White House. I thought I'd be coming in to do counterterrorism work like I'd done for the Defense Department. But once you get the clearances, once you read the intelligence reports, you realize we'll deal with ISIS, we'll deal with Al-Qaeda, we'll even deal with Russia, Iran, and North Korea. The only strategic threat we face is China. And if you want to know how bad it is, in my second book, I write about what I learned in the White House in terms of the strategic threat posed by the largest communist regime in the world today. And that's the book, Why We Fight. But I tweeted this morning, and it's going viral. Let's just be clear what's going on. First, it was Bill Clinton and the Chinese with the illegal funds that went into his campaign, with the Chinese secrets that were, quote unquote, stolen from our defense industry when he was president. Then it was Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein, who in her 80s is still a senator, who for 20 years, Eric, had a Chinese intelligence operative as her chauffeur. For 20 years, and nothing happens to her. Then it's Hunter Biden. It's the tapes from his laptop where he admits that he is in business with the most senior Chinese intelligence official. And now it's Eric Swalwell, who I tweeted it out. Now I think he's got 90,000 likes already. Eric Swalwell, why have you not denied sleeping with the Chinese intelligence officer, Christine Feng? Why is it hard for you to do that? And how is it that she got an intern into your congressional office?
This is out of a novel. This is out of a movie, but it's happening. It has happened. And it will continue to happen unless folks like us keep screaming about it. Because
I missed the most important thing. So Clinton, Feinstein, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and Eric Swalwell. And then what happens? We choose a non-politician to be the commander-in-chief, and he says, basta. He says, stop. No more China being undermining our nation through the Democrat Party. And that's the real reason they impeach him. That's why they're stealing this election, because Donald Trump realized the threat to America, initiated a trade war, and said, no, China, no more fentanyl, no more mass murder of our Americans, no more trade wars, no more espionage across the United States. And that's the real reason, Eric, why they have to take him down.
Well, do you have time for another segment before we cut you off?
Sure.
Okay. I just want to say before we go to the break that, you know, people make mistakes sometimes for really wicked reasons, and sometimes it's an innocent mistake. But we have to be clear that granting China most favored nation status and opening our arms to them and so on, it's a little complicated, but there was simply a lot of greed. In other words, if you have made an idol that you worship, it's called the free market, and you really believe that the free market will deliver every other kind of freedom, you don't have to have any moral constraints. You can do business with the devil. If the devil pays you money, or the Nazi party pays you money to kill Jews for your technology to help them kill Jews, you say, well, it'll work it out. The free market is just, it works everything out. That's nonsense. The free market, independent of virtue and morality and so on and so forth. It doesn't work. That was part of the deal we did. There was naivete toward the communists, which we've always seen on the left, but there was naivete with regard to what freedom is and to what the free market could do on the right, combined with greed. We're going to go to a break, but I just want to say, Sebastian, it's an amazing thing, because if you want to talk about the evil on both sides, on the Republicans and the Democrats, opening our arms to China and allowing them to gain the power that we allowed them to gain, that if not for Donald Trump, they would still be gaining like crazy. It's the sort of thing that, you know, you have to, there's a reckoning. This is that reckoning, and you're quite right. The forces against Trump are tremendous. They cannot allow him to continue, but I think it's God's plan that he does. We'll be right back with Sebastian Gorka. Sebastian, if you would just respond to that, go ahead.
So let me be clear, and I'm not correcting you. I just want our listeners and our viewers to understand what you described with regards to America's opening to China and you know, the worshiping the private sector and free markets. That's not capitalism. That's not capitalism.
I agree. You know, that's exactly right.
Michael Novak wrote the book, or the books, the late great Michael Novak, Free Markets and Capitalism Do Not Exist Without Moral Content. My wife's family owned the oldest steel factory in America, and she wrote the history book of the family, of the company, and she found something remarkable. She was given the ledgers from 100 years ago, and she went through these massive ledgers, and she found that her great-great-grandfather took no salary for the period of the Depression. Zero salary for years. The Cornell Ironworks. This is Cornell Ironworks in New York. Yeah. And he took no, these are the guys that built the first skyscrapers, the first interior of the skyscrapers. He took no wages for himself and his family because he wanted to use that money to feed the people who didn't have work in the factory. That is an element of capitalism. It's not profit for the sake of profit. It is a much broader system that must have a moral compass. And let me be clear here, and I said this when I was, right after I left the White House, when I wrote my second book, let me be clear here. It is perhaps the biggest mistake we ever made in modern history when Henry Kissinger, who I'm no fan of, I don't think this is a super brain, when Henry Kissinger convinced Nixon that, hey, let's open towards China, and then we'll help China, we'll divide them from the Soviet Union. That decision laid the seeds for everything from fentanyl to the illegal islands to Eric Swalwell's affair with that Chinese intelligence asset, on and on. We made it possible to the point at which today, think of this, Twitter is censoring the President of the United States tweets, while Google is in bed with Communist China, helping them censor the internet from in front of all of their citizens. Go to China and type into Google Tiananmen Square massacre. You will find nothing because Google has made sure that it's scrubbed. And if you plug it in three times, guess what? You'll get that 2 a.m. knock on the door and you will be taken out off to those labor camps. Thanks to Google and thanks to people like Jack Dorsey.
I have brought this up in the past, but I don't have the details. I would love to go a little bit further with you on this. My sense of right and wrong, I am outraged when I think that a company like Google that is here in the United States making hundreds of billions of dollars off of American citizens because of our freedom, because of our system, they're able to do that. It seems to me that their willingness and they're actually helping the Chinese communists do evil, oppress human beings. You hear people say it, there ought to be a law. It ought not to be possible for a company like Google in the United States to do something like this. It is, to my mind, entirely equal to if I said I'm gonna work with Hitler to kill Jews and I'm gonna make a lot of money and it's none of your business. I would say in America it would be our business and we would do everything we can to crush that company.
Look, call me biased. I admit that my parents suffered as children under fascism. My father was persecuted, arrested, and tortured by the communist secret police. But I think even those who don't have that family background can be convinced. Why is the only nation on God's earth founded on the principle of individual liberty and freedom with the oldest written constitution on the planet?
30.
Why are we doing any business with a communist dictatorship? I don't think there should be any excuse for doing business with a nation that has slave labor camps.
We're gonna go to a break, and Sebastian, I'm gonna drag you into another segment because I've wanted to talk about this for the longest time. Folks, do not go away. I'm talking to Sebastian Gorka, so why am I talking? Sebastian,
look, yes.
The reason I love you and admire you is because you say things that I know are right and true, and very few people are saying them. I sometimes say that my parents also suffered under the wickedness of communism. So I was raised to despise the communists, to know that they are evil and that there is evil in this world. And I was always fascinated when my American friends who'd grown up in America, their parents had grown up in America, they had some kind of a naivete toward evil. They'd never seen real evil. And so I speak about it when I can. But you know about this. And we were just talking about, you mentioned that you don't think American companies ought to be able to do business with the wicked communists in China. Why? Because we care about the Chinese people, and why would we want to help their oppressors? But how do you see that working? Do you see, in other words, I think that there's some, rhino free market worshiping Republicans, conservatives who they are not on this page. They don't seem to care that there's slave labor in China. I mean, Apple and Nike and other companies. I mean, am I mistaken that Nike uses Uyghur Muslim slave labor and we buy
Nike's products are built by subcontractors that use the produce from Uyghur slave labor camps. That's right. That's why right now Nike and others are trying to boycott and sabotage a draft bill on Capitol Hill that will stop any U.S. business with slave labor businesses in China. And they're trying to block it. I mean, think of that. Look, we have to do a better job. You do it every day. I do it every day. But we need to have a groundswell of people understand the very simple thing you just said. Evil is real. For me, it's easy. We have to tell these kinds of stories. My parents escaped communism. I'm born a free man in a free country. But as a child, I'm 7 years old, I'm on the beach, my father comes out of the ocean, who's a great sportsman, loved to swim. He walks out of the sea, and I see something on his wrist that I'd never noticed before. And like a stupid little child, I say, "Hey, Dad, what are those lines on your wrists?" And without hesitating, without skipping a beat, with no real emotion, he says, "Son, that's where the secret police bound my wrists together with wire behind my back so they could hang me from the ceiling of the torture chamber." Now, that's when my life bifurcates. That's when my life changes forever, because I know from that point onward that evil isn't a thing in fairy tales with witches and gingerbread houses. Evil is real, and it exists in the heart of men, and it walks the earth. And that's why it's easy for me to do what I do, to call it out and to say, "Google, you're evil." But most Americans have no idea. Why? Because they're blessed. They were born here in a continent-sized planet that has never been invaded. And they have to hear the stories of the Cuban children who were, put on life rafts to cross shark-infested waters for 70 miles. Nobody does that to come to a bad country. They do that to escape socialism. So we have to tell the human stories. That's why whatever book I write, there's one chapter on my parents and their experiences under fascism and communism. Because, Eric, the sad thing is, most Americans have no idea.
That's, I mean, as I said, that's been so clear to me you don't realize you know something that's a big deal until you bump into people who don't know it, and you think you're kidding. I've got to tell you, the evil of communism. I mean, when you describe what you just did, anyone can imagine that someone using wires to bind someone to hold it, it's so evil, so monstrous, and people do this in communist countries. This is what they do. They don't care. You can say anything you want about the United States of America. We've done some terrible things, but But let's think about this, folks. Let's think about this. What do we believe in? What do we say is wrong and right? If we hear stories like that, those people go to jail. We do not let that happen. Anybody who's cynical enough to think, oh, sure. No, in America, we stand against that sort of thing, and we always have, and by the grace of God, we always will. But people need to understand there are countries where they do that, and there are countries that fight the people who do that. This is one of the countries that fights the people that do that.
The distinction is clear. When bad things happen in this country, when a George Floyd is killed, we know it's bad. When these things happen in a communist country, it is part of the bloody system. And this is one of the most evil aspects of the left ideology today. It posits a moral equivalency. America is not inherently racist. America went to war in the biggest war of its life to stop slavery. 600,000 Americans killed. Why? Because we knew it was inherently wrong. So this is the left wants to convince you that we are the problem. No, America is the solution. Those who posit that America is bad, they are the problem.
I'm with you on that, my friend. We just got a moment to get back to this election.
Yes.
People listening right now saying, what should I do? You're saying they should contact their state legislators.
Correct.
And do you mean those who live in swing states, or do you mean those who live in any state in the union?
In any state, because it is clear we had broad systematic voter fraud across America. And you have to send a message that no state house can certify this election. Think of just the metrics. Donald Trump, after 4 years of being called a white supremacist, a Nazi, a misogynist, an Islamophobe, gets 10 million more votes than he did 4 years ago. He gets the highest vote from Hispanics and blacks since the 1960s for a Republican president. And he got the most votes of any incumbent president. And the idea that Beijing Biden, hiding in his basement, got more votes, we know it's a lie. We know it's been stolen. So if you're in a swing state, if you're not in a swing state, you must bring the heat to bear on the state legislatures, and they must not certify. They must not bring those electoral college votes to the floors of their legislatures.
I'm just glad you made that clear. I think you're quite right. Everybody listening to this, and many people will watch this video, you have the ability to contact your state legislators, to contact your governors, to contact the Secretary of State of your state. And I think you must do that, folks. You have to find out. There are websites, there are email addresses, there are phone numbers. I beg you to do this, folks. Sebastian Gorka, my friend, a joy to have you. God bless you, to be continued.
God bless you and your viewers and listeners. Thank you, Eric.
Quick question. Do you share the values of the people who sell you things?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell.
I can tell you that I do. I love Mike Lindell, not just Mike Lindell, but what he stands for.
And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families.
The dude said that at the White House. How can you not love him?
What difference at this point does it make?
No, actually, it does make a difference. How you spend your money is as important as how you vote. And you don't want to, help elect some crazy guy, do you?
You may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
Did he just say that?
If you fell off sideways, you landed on the darn cement.
So if you want your money to support good things, visit MyPillow.com.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
And please use the discount code ERIC or Metaxas.
If you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap.
A bathing cap? Anyway, please go to MyPillow.com and use the code ERIC or Metaxas.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
No, it's not too late to get a couple nice hard copy books for Christmas presents, just as a suggestion there. Now, I was pretty pessimistic in the opening segment, saying that we're probably going to get the rug pulled out from under us again by the SCOTUS. It's going to be Lucy and Charlie Brown again with the football. So don't get your hopes up. But just in the event that somehow SCOTUS comes through and decides to uphold the Constitution, what's going to happen? Well, if it goes to the state legislatures, that's not a panacea, because let's say that the Supreme Court says that these four states, they have to have at least a vote in their legislature. They put pressure on the legislature to choose their state electors. Well, those state legislatures, they're just made of human beings too. And we're in an era of just gross, rampant intimidation, death threats, everything. So it's going to be asking a lot for those state legislators to overturn the bogus fraud election of Joe Biden and seat a slate of Trump electors. So no matter what the Supreme Court says, don't look for the state legislators to suddenly, find all this courage when they're thinking about, their children on the way to school or the Molotov through the bedroom window at night. Because that's where we are, folks. It's going to take an enormous amount of courage for them to defy this stolen election and overturn it. So no matter what the Supreme Court does, they're not just going to install Trump. They're going to send it to the state legislatures, and it's very likely that it'll die right there. What kind of pressure are we talking about? Look at Georgia. Look what happened to this young man whose car was blown up. Car accidents don't result in a massive explosion where the engine lands 200 feet from the car. All right. Sometimes, depending on what happens, there's a fire after an accident, but accidents don't start with an explosion. I think that was a message, not only to Kemp and to Loeffler, because the young man was connected to both of them. This was a warning that this could happen to any of your family. This is the league we're playing in. This is the stakes we're playing in. That's why I don't think that I'm hyperbolic. We're in this, the chair is against the wall t-shirt with the AR on it, because this is where we're heading. We've been backed into a corner. The left mistakes our forbearance and patience. We're law-abiding people. We want to just live our lives in peace. They mistake that for weakness. And they're playing the same Marxist playbook, using the same Marxist playbook that they've been using successfully in country after country. So they think there's no reason why this shouldn't work in America. Then there's the generation, the age factor, where the instigators of this are the Bill Ayers generation, the Bob Avakian generation, the Angela Davis generation. These godless communist atheists believe that they're essentially worm food once they assume room temperature. And the only greater glory that they are ever going to achieve is to be responsible for an ultimate communist revolution in the United States, or if not a communist revolution, the destruction of the United States of America as a free country, that this country will no longer threaten the revolution in the rest of the world, because it'll be wrecked. And that's what they're going for now. This is not a partial deal. They will absolutely threaten the lives of these state legislatures in the four states in question, plus Arizona and Nevada. They are absolutely at this level now. And we have to be thinking long terms in terms of guerrilla warfare. But to begin with, we have to, use the tools that we have. And that would be, we need an exodus off of enemy media. I'm not saying just, necessarily quit Twitter and Facebook if you're on them, but don't only post there. You can parallel post it. Just leave Parler and Gab up and post there as well. So when the day comes that you're kicked off of YouTube or Twitter or Facebook, who cares? Or if you want to, just close your account on Twitter and Facebook. InfoWars got ahead of this game early. So it's kind of a case of necessity being the mother of invention. By being banned from YouTube early, look at what Alex has done creating banned.video. It's a rock solid, searchable, tremendous video platform. And there's also now, BitChute's been out and is established, and Rumble is coming on, and there are others. But we cannot depend on living inside of the enemy social media, where we're throttled and shadow banned. Look at what they did with this entire election. Half of the country never heard of the laptop from hell or Tony Bobulinski. They never heard of it. So the first step is moving into our own communication zone at all levels. I just ordered a CB radio. I haven't owned a CB radio in decades and decades, but I want multiple channels. I've got a box full of the Baofeng handheld UHF VHF radios. Communications are going to be essential. So that means not only your cell phone, which can be jammed or used as a tracker and an eavesdropping device, but all forms of communication. Handheld radios, shortwave radios are tremendous. Even if you're not a ham operator, that's a big investment and a long-term goal to be able to transmit long range. But everybody can listen long range. There are going to be people on shortwave that might be the only way we're getting unfiltered news. And a shortwave receiver you can get for, $50 or $100. Then you can find the schedules that people are going to be broadcasting, because this is where we are moving. I do not assume for a second that Trump is going to spend the next 4 years in the White House. He has said if the Electoral College votes against him, he's going to leave. That doesn't mean he'll accept it. He may not go to the inauguration, and we may be into resistance mode, but the left with Biden in the White House, even if it's only for a couple weeks or a month, I expect he'll be gone over the Biden family corruption or his dementia. But we're going to be dealing with Kamala Harris and AOC, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. These are the people that are going to be running our country. And they're not going to just permit us to continue to, as they see it, spread our dangerous hate speech. YouTube is already banning talk about fraud. We are moving into the USSA phase. YouTube is owned by Google. And as Alex just said, they're employing Chinese communist engineers that are specialists in censorship and in the social credit system. That's where we're moving, folks. That's why I keep pushing getting into alternate comms channels. We'll explore this more on the other side.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yesterday, Alex had a guest on who I consider to be, a genius on several levels. Robert Barnes, who I consider him a super lawyer. He has an ability to explain complex legal issues in ways that the lay people can understand it. I mean, and that's a skill too. It's one thing to understand the law, but it's another thing to be able to translate it so that ordinary people can comprehend it. And I watched the show, and I watched it again today before this, because I consider it that important. It's up on top at band.video. I recommend you watch it if you haven't. He thinks that the Texas thing is going to come down to the Supreme Court having courage or not. And I agree with that, but I don't expect them to have courage, because I think that the paradigm we're in now is they're afraid of kicking over the hornet nest of the left. On November 3rd, our cities were boarded up, not because they were expecting Trump to lose, because they were expecting Trump to potentially win or probably win. And if so, the left was going to immediately go into Attila the Hun mode, you know, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, riot mode. Because they frauded the election, that was put on hold, but it's not over. And the Supreme Court, the five that we would need, they have to be thinking, goodness, if I do anything that leads to the overturning of this fraudulent election and the cities burn, I'll be blamed. So let's just kick the can down the road, let Biden have his 4 years, and we'll just try to get through it as best we can. That's what I expect. And if they kick it to the state legislatures, I expect that these state legislators are going to be terrified as well. They won't have the courage to do it because they know their own homes will be targeted, you know, in all kind of attacks. That bombing in Georgia, that car bomb, it wasn't just a message to Kemp and Loeffler. It was a message to anybody that might overturn this fraudulent election. Now, Barnes mentioned yesterday that half of America, according to all polls, half of Americans now think that the election was, you know, won by Biden completely by fraud. 80% of Republicans, a third of Democrats that are even willing to admit it, probably more, know that it was done by fraud. So Barnes, this is where I disagree and differ from Barnes. Robert Barnes said the solution is to double down on democracy. You know, just get out there and we'll have to, work harder at a populist level. And I don't see that happening. I think that potential of having another Andrew Jackson, like a new party, I don't see that working. You know, the first thing that's going to happen in a Biden presidency is at least 20 million illegal aliens are going to be amnestied right out of the gun, right out of the chute. And they will be voting in every election henceforth. This is what happened in California, you know, where they put motor voter ballot applications at the DMV and then advertised in Spanish on billboards, on radio, on television that, hey, when you get your driver's license, we don't ask about your citizenship. And wink, wink, attached to the driver's license application is a voter card. And wink, wink, we've never charged anybody with voting fraudulently that wasn't a citizen. So they basically, without an amnesty, because it's just a state, California did de facto what Biden and Harris are going to do legally, which is amnesty, probably at least, I would say, 20 to 30 million illegals. They will be voting, and your state, every state, will be Californicated forever. So there is no next election. Plus, this fraud wasn't done in a secret way. This fraud was done in our faces. When they put the boards up in Michigan blocking the view, they weren't hiding the fact that they were cheating. It was two middle fingers to us. Of course we're cheating. When they bring in the boxes of ballots at 4 a.m., they didn't expect that it would be a secret. The truck driver with the quarter of a million ballots driving from New York to Pennsylvania, then his trailer is misdirected and quote-unquote lost. They knew this would come out. It's in our face. They're saying to us, like a mafia gang saying to a store owner, what are you going to do about it, punk? What are you going to do about it? Sure, we're in charge now, and you can't do anything. You know, the Supreme Court, you think it's going to be your last chance. Oh, the Supreme Court's going to save us. Yeah, just like Jeff Sessions, just like Barr, just like Durham, they're all going to save us. Your commandos in Frankfurt are going to bring the servers back. They're all going to save us. No, I think it's going to go through. Biden's going to be in the White House at least for, you know, a day before Kamala Harris takes over. And then we're going to have to go into a totally different mode, because expect every channel that you can think of to be shut down. They don't want band.video to be able to retransmit these broadcasts. They're going to attempt to shut down everything. That's why Google YouTube is shutting down talk about the fraud. They don't want a competing message. That's why I'm saying get on every alternate channel while you can and use them, but also plan things like shortwave radio receivers, transmitters if you can swing it. You know, CB has a pretty good range, like a county-wide range. You put up the right antenna. If you get a friend to MacGyver it, you can put out a lot more power. You know, don't worry about encryption. You know, just using in-the-clear and brevity codes will be enough to overwhelm any attempt to stifle free speech on the airwaves, even if it has to be done, you know, at a local level, rebroadcasting what people are hearing from shortwave. They're not going to quit now. You know, they just had another election in Venezuela. And if you go back 25 years to Hugo Chavez, the conservatives in that country said, don't worry, he'll wreck the economy and then we'll have a big victory next time out. No, it doesn't work that way. They nail the doors shut behind them. They screw them down and glue them down. They don't give you another chance. That's where we are now. When they get these 20 or 30 million illegals voting, they'll hardly need to cheat. You know, why would they need to cheat? They're going to have 20 million new votes spread across the states, and the Democrats will be saying, make sure to vote Democrat so that you can bring your entire family in and make them citizens too. Who do you think they're going to vote for? This is it, folks. This is the chair is against the wall. There's no more fallback position from this. We're going, you know, if Biden is in the White House, we're going to have to do things that you might not have imagined, you know, to using civil disobedience as a start, monkey wrench the entire system so that it can't function. You know, they're going to come after the guns. They're already coming after our free speech. Then it'll be coming after the guns. And we're going to have to, in no uncertain terms, let them know we're not cooperating. This isn't going to be a smooth transition to Amerizuela. That's the mistake of the left. They think that they can Venezuelize America, but we're not Venezuela. We've got tens and hundreds of thousands of former special operators. We've got people that know guerrilla warfare backward and forward, fourth and fifth generation warfare. We understand it. And we're going to have to use these methods now, because we're not going to be turned into slaves just because they stole an election and our politicians are cowards who are afraid to call it out. And the media is part of the scam. We'll finish on the other side.